Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that international Bible teacher of teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Of the true Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, Yahweh's radio, top part of the Sabbath day. Live, top part of Saturday. I'll be your host for the top part of Saturday. My name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. I have made for me and you, and remember what Yahweh said plainly, follow me. That's what he said, follow him. So the examples that he set to follow him, we have to do his example. And we won't think that we're going to get anywhere close to eternal life and into the kingdom that's on earth. We're going to have to follow him. And he leaves us example of what we have to do to follow him. All right, so it's a live broadcast. Got the memos in, count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all ready to go. No, well, thank you. Get in where you've been in. That's top part of the seventh day to see the Almighty I made. This is a day for me and you. So on the international side, it's packed down. Over 900,000 ready to hear the word of Yahweh. But on the side where brothers who can come in to participate ain't properly came in yet. So what we'll do, we just stall for a minute and see what we can get going on.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Mm-hmm.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in your pursuit of perfection with God? what are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, and what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination, mm-hmm. and one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So from a young child, you know, being brought up, I was always brought up with Sabbath observance. So Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown, as mentioned in the Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And then also Jesus observes Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
So it's one day where I don't check my emails, I don't respond to work calls, I don't read
from
any scripts.
Friday night sundown.
To Saturday night sundown.
Yeah.
No work.
You don't check your emails.
No. That's like
against the commandment of Hollywood that thou shalt carry thy BlackBerry at all times.
But you know what? Here's the good thing. When you set boundaries.
Yeah.
Up front. Here's what my commitment is. So we all agree.
I love this,
before we either take the job or go down the road.
Yeah.
Here's the commitment.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then all I have to do is just make sure I keep the commitment.
Yeah.
Because the moment I break it.
Yes.
Is the moment they realize, oh, well, he wasn't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Sabbath is a time to recharge. It's a time to rest. It's a time to spend time with my family. It's a time to spiritually reconnect.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is interesting is that you allow your faith, your belief in God, to be at the forefront of who you are in a place where most of us, and you even say in the book, I remember when I said to my father, I was like 13, 14, Dad, I'm going to be an actress. No daughter of mine is going to be going out to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Of the true Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
My Yahweh Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahweh Radio, is now on the air. I'll be your host. My name, your seer, Israel of the Royal. We're doing a series called Coming to Exile, Biblical Scholarly Journey of the True Israel, the Israelites. Now what we're dealing with, this is part number 19. And we're just going to get, we got so many memos coming in that it's kind of very hard to, it's never hard to keep up. But these memos, when they come in like this, we have to really catch it on the run. You got it? Good. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to bring our elder in, we'll get something going on while we try to read some of these memos. And see what we can do.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we live. Just got a memo that's coming in while we're speaking. So we're going to see if we can take a look at a lot of these memo that's coming in too, but it's a tape number 19. We'll bring our elder in, get something going on. We're gonna briefly touch on the feast that's coming up Wednesday and Thursday night. And we're gonna also touch on the baptism. See, with the touch on baptism, what do you have to be baptized? Okay. Take a look at that too. On the wrong. What we're doing, we'll bring our air then, we'll get something going on. And we'll touch on whatever Yahweh wants to do after we hear, after bring our air then by saying we meet our air out of Camp 1. We can teach out of Camp 1, Elder Yahdah Israel. Elder Yahdah, Yahweh BJFC right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Got a lot of memos in, El. So what we're going to do is we pick it off by following the rules and regulations first. We'll see if we pick it all off by following the rules and regulations by looking at Luke chapter 3, verse 12. Let's get something going on, El.
The book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And that's a great thing. But before I get on that, our sister BSJ Israel. Listen, you tell them, take them benches and them crosses they can have, all they can get their hands on. Them benches and them crosses. Get rid of all them benches and crosses. You might bring old Lucky down there and make sure they don't overdo what they gotta do. So benches and crosses and get them as far as east and east to west. Let me get at that old caretaker down there and straighten them out real quick too. Got it? Okay, good. All right, Elder. So you got the Luke 12. Give me that Luke 12 again, Elder. Like I'm getting all these memos on the table. So now, take care of that.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. So we got that out the way. So Sister BSJ Israel, take Lucky down there and make Lucky, make him do right down there. Got it. Good. All right. Hey, so we got about 3-4 memos coming in. And we got to kick all these things on the run. Baptism, memo for baptism, memo for the feast coming up, a memo about how to get to the kingdom. That's coming up, what you got to do to get in the kingdom. We got a lot of stuff on cable. But see, understand one thing. In the book of St. John, Elder, 13, verse 10, 13, 34 and 35. Let's see what that sound like. Then we're gonna precept that to Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Then we gonna hit Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12. And once them two is out the way, Elder, then I'll be able to read all these memos, and I have an idea which way they're going. So that was put on these just three in there, put them on the table. So you got all them three. You're going back to back back on take number 19. Come on, yo.
The book of St. John, chapter 13, verse number 10, verse 13, and verse 35.
Make that Matthew. Hey, yo, make that Matthew. Make that Matthew 13, verse 10, 13, 34, 35, and make that Matthew. Then swing over to Luke chapter 4, 9 through 11, and 1 Corinthians 5, 12. And by the time you got all three of them out the way, I've been read these memos, and I'll be ready to kind of see what's going on there. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 17, verse 13, verse 34, and verse 35 reads. The book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 17 reads. Matthew 13, verse 17. And the disciples came and said unto him, what speakest thou unto them in parables? Verse number 13. And for speak I to them in parables, because they see it, see not. And hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Verse number 34. Matthew 13, verse 34. All these things spake Jehovah the Son unto them, unto the multitude in parables. Without a parable spake he not unto them. Verse 35. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in a parable. And were other things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. The book of Luke. Chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Luke chapter 4, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Luke chapter 4, verse number 9. And he brought him to Yagdar Judah, southern kingdom, and set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if you be the son of Yahweh, cast thyself down from thence. Verse number 10. For it is written.
Well, you were right, Elder. Hey, Elder. Elder, you was right. You was right. Hey, that was Mark. You right. Mark 4, 9 through 11. You was right. Hey, you paused just in time to correct those there, and that's a great thing. You right. Make that Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Thank you, Elder. Come on.
Book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 9 through 11 reads. Book of Mark 4, verse number 9. And he said unto them, you that have an ear to hear, let him hear. Verse number 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse number 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 12.
And
the 1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians.
Thank you, Hill. 12 and 13.
The book of, First Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 13 reads, 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 12. What have I to do to judge them that are without? Do not you judge them that are within. Verse 13. Them that are without, therefore I judge it. Therefore put away from among yourself that wicked person.
See, understand, when you're teaching the Almighty's word, and as long as they want to hold on to what you call Christianity, Islam, Judaism, it's going to be pretty tough. See, you have to be just like they tell you about being merged. See, to really understand this, to really understand the word of Yahuwah, let me get a precept on that, Elder. In the Acts chapter 8, in Acts chapter 7, I need a precept on that. See, to really understand this word, see, we can teach on baptism and going to heaven, everything, but understand some things that we teach freely from Yahuwah, and we clear if some things that have to be done for you to really kind of understand this thing. You can't poke at this thing right here from a distance. Now, we're going to get a case in point. This is what got to happen. And the book of Acts, trying to grab a book at the same token, then listen out of at that small scale board at the same time, there. You know, national orders, they don't understand. That's how we roll. You hear that small scale board tell you put this or that, put that with this. That's how we roll. I mean, we can entertain the best of them on whatever subject matter it is. But in Acts chapter 8, Elder, certain thing got to happen in Acts chapter 8. Matter of fact, make this chapter 7. All over the place. Acts chapter, what I need, Dale. I'm trying to, things have got to be done. When you are really coming to this knowledge, you won't have to, and we use it with the same scenario of baptism. We're using the same scenario, and in the eighth chapter of the book of Acts, this was got to happen. This was really got to happen. Eighth chapter of Acts. Look what it says in verse 27 and 28. Acts chapter 8, verse 27 and 28. Listen at this.
The book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 27, verse 28 reads. Book of Acts chapter 8, verse 27. He arose and went. Behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of the great authority, and the Candace, queen of the
Ethiopians. Get down verse 37. Get down verse 37. 38.
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse number 37 reads, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thy mind, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Yahuwah the Son is the Son of Yahuwah the Father. Verse 38. He commanded the chariots to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he was baptized.
You see that? So now you see, here's the part. Once you believe, see, first of all, you got to believe that what we read, see, the baptism is, to understand baptism, you first got to believe. So can you baptize baby? How you baptize baby? They ain't got a Catholic. Yeah, what they do over there in the Christian church and Catholic churches and all that, Christianity and all that, that ain't got nothing to do with anything. First of all, before you be baptized, you got to believe. But believe what? You got to believe what he asked him a question. He said, yeah, okay. Because you only asked the question. Is there any reason why you can't get me in that water? He said, well, no, ain't no reason why I can't get you in that water in verse 35 and 36. He said, but one thing you got to do is believe. He said, well, believe what? What he's saying in verse 37 again, El? Hey, El, what he's saying in verse 37, you got to believe first.
The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse number 37 reads, and Philip said, if you believe it with all your mind, and he said, I believe that Yahweh the Son is the Son of Yahweh the Father. Verse 38.
That's good, El. So you see, before you get merged into water, you got to believe. You got to believe that. Now I want to preach up on that. And you got to believe something else. See, you got to believe what he says in 5, verse number 30 and St. John. It's something you got to believe. So take notes. Take notes. Take great notes. With these memos on the table. Take great notes. You got to first believe now. So we're just getting warmed up on what we trying to put on the table. So now you got to believe what St. John 5, verse number 29, 20 down to verse 30. Let's make a little meal out of it, El. They got to believe. This is got to believe. St. John chapter 5, 29, 28 to 30. Before you get in the water, you got to believe this. St. John, chapter 5, 28, 29, 30. What does it
say? The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse number 28 to 30 reads, St. John, chapter 5, verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Verse 29. It shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse number 30. And I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I think not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me.
See that? He said, he can't do nothing, but the Father has sent him. And make it plain, Elder, the 14th chapter of the same book. See, you got, before you start talking about getting in that water, there's a whole lot of things you got to believe. You got to believe a whole lot of things. You got to believe 14:28 for the same book of St. John. So, first of all, Philip asked him a question. Do you believe in Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son? He said, yeah, I believe. Okay, well, other than that. As long as you go through the same page, I can dip you in the water. But if I dip you in the water without you having these understandings, then that is fruitless. If I bring my babies to the Catholic Church or Christian Church and you're going to baptize my babies in Pampers, that's fruitless. They ain't out of Pampers yet. You got to first believe this covenant, the word of Yahweh. And you got to believe fourteen twenty-eight. See, then if it's in the water, right, if you want to go through some water, fine. But first thing, we got to teach you first. So those, and you got to understand something. That when you go and you pay money for purgatory and try to your parents is halfway between heaven and earth and a fundraiser by the Pope, 13th Pope, a fundraiser, your parents is halfway between heaven and earth, and you put and you let them big cottons pull your ankles and pump your money in that box, we get them halfway. But no, everybody that's born of a woman is in the ground, and they're going to be in the ground. It's time for judgment. What goes back to Yahweh is the sin but that's it. But bodily, you in the ground. You go back to where you came from. See, you got to believe, you got to understand about a baptism. That's why you got to come in and sit down, and you got to 1434 second Ezra. And the first thing you got to do is a second Ezra 1434. Hey, El, what it says before we read this 14 verse 28? You got to first have 2 Ezra 14:34 with you. Got to have that first. What is that, El?
The book of 2 Ezra 14, verse 34 reads, therefore, if so be, you will subdue your own understanding and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive, and after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Meaning, you got to put all that what you have learned, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you got to pack it up and put it in a sack bag and push it upon the bed. Then come and sit down with that kind of mindset, and then we can build you up properly to understand about baptism, resurrection, who's supposed to be doing talking now and who not. Then, after you learn all that information, if you still want to be dropped off in some water, yeah, we'll put you in some water. We'll take you to Lake Michigan, drop you off in there. But you got to understand this first. And you got to understand it's 14 verse 28. Look what it says in 14 verse 28 of St. John.
St. John 14, verse number 28 reads, St. John 14, verse 28, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
Is that, so this is about the Father and the Son, and then you bring in this Mary and all this kind of stuff. See, this is what's going to mess you up. See, Mary looking for a salvation or saving herself. See, this thing is about the Father and the Son, and the angel was created to get down there and make something happen. He said, my Father is greater than me. So it's no such thing as no Trinity. See, all that got to be out your head. It's no Trinity. It's the Father and the Son and a numerous amount among angels. That's it. You got to believe. Now, once you understand these things, Father, the Son, and the Son said, my Father is greater than me. And another thing you got to understand something, who this guy said, who he told the seer, exactly who seed this guy is, too. You got to know that, too. Now, how you know that? By precept. So you got to have all this information first. Then once you got all this information on the table, and now you want to talk about getting some water, okay, fine. But in the book of Isaiah, 53L, some things you got to know, and see, we come to teach, not to be taught where you want to get to understand about everything. And we got no problem touching on everything. I mean, anything. We can touch on the owner or it don't make us no difference. I mean, we're prepared to take care of Yahweh's business. So now in Isaiah 53, we got to be clear that in Amos 3, verse 7, he would do nothing but reveal his secrets to his servants to see. So now he's going to kill Isaiah in 700 B.C. before they get talking all that smack about who this man is going to be, who is his daddy. If you put in the book about who this guy's daddy is, you ain't even going to read it. You make sure you put in the book so I know who's going to read it. The one that I sent is going to read the book. So Isaiah 53, the elder, we're going to see who son this guy is according to the seer. You see? So now we're going to Isaiah 53, and let's pick up verse number 10. We'll read 10 out of verse 12, make a little meal out of it. But 10 is real. I really could stop on 10, but I'm just going to make a little meal out of it. 10 out of verse 12, Dale. What does it say? Isaiah 53, 10 out of verse 12.
Isaiah 53,
10 through 12 reads, Book of Isaiah 53, verse 10. It is pleased Yahweh the Father to bruise him. He hath put him to a grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pledge of Yahweh the Father shall prosper in his hand. Verse number 11.
Wait,
He hath put him to grief. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days.
He's gonna see his seed. He gonna see his seed. That will see this guy that's coming in the flood around Mary and Joseph's time. This is his seed. He said he's gonna see his seed. So now who you gonna believe? So that seed and the woman is the father's seed. You say he gonna see his seed. Now who you gonna believe? You gonna believe the Bible? Or you gonna keep on with that Joseph story? You know, are you gonna look at the Bible? The Bible tells you, told Isaiah, that guy is gonna come, that I'm gonna beat his back. I'm gonna have him beat down real good. That's my boy. That's my seed. And
Dr. Reed, Adam. Isaiah 53:10. Hallelujah, Qua.
Hallelujah, Qua. All right, give me 11 and 12. Give me 11 and 12 now.
Verse number 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. For as knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their sin. Verse number 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Now look at that. Now, there go your breakdown right now, told by the angel that was sent down to tell him. And, see? So there you go there. So now, he said, if my boy do right, which he knew his boy was going to do right all the time, knew he was going to do. Therefore, will I divide him a portion with the great, you see, with the great. And he shall divide the fall with the strong. Now look at that. The great, the strong. See, all these dark plans, these are dark things. You gotta come in to understand these things. See all this good stuff here. Therefore will I, the Father, divide him, Yahweh the Son, a portion with the great. Who the great is? We read over there in 14:20, the Father, straight it is. And he, who, Yahweh the Son, shall divide the spoil with the strong. Now who the strong is? See? Okay? No. Precept your Bible and tell you who the strong is. Now we're gonna precept that to find out who's he talking about now. The strong. Can you just read a bunch of verses? And that's why I'm telling you to learn this right here. You know, you don't have to be immersed. That means all that Catholic and Protestants and Islamic Judaism. Just put all that stuff down. Because you're not going to get none of this right here. You got to come in. First one in, last one leaving, a six-month count. I can't even just understand the real. We can tell you. We can show you all day long this book. But y'all, why he give you the increase once you immerse yourself in the word of understanding? Now, who's your strong? You got to preach up the Bible. And when you preach up your Bible in Joshua chapter 1, and the book of Joshua chapter 1, he'll tell you about who the strong is. You mean all this good stuff got to happen. But that's when we know when you're working with something. See, when you work with something,
You have a verse on the table on everything you saying, and you speak after the verse on the table. Now, we're going to find who this strong is now. That was what we're looking for. And how to find out this strong, we got to go to the book of Hosea, to Joshua, and we're going to see what he says to him. We look at what he says to Joshua. What did he say? How he going to roll? Let's look at verse number. Okay, we're going down to verse 5. Talk with Joshua now. I ain't going to talk with Joshua. Look what he said in verse 5. 1-5. What did he say else? 3 verse 5 and 6. 5 down to verse number. What did he say?
The book of Joshua chapter 1. Verse number 5 through 7 reads. Book of Joshua chapter 1. Verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Verse number 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse number 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all Torah instruction, law, which Moses, my servant, commanded to turn out from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest.
Hey, that's not it. So now you understand with the precept, now you know exactly what was going on with the father saying, angel bring what the father was saying about his boy, and then those that understand this thing and lock into this thing, they will be the strong. See? And he said, y'all got something coming if you hold on, but you might lose a lot to hold on. You might lose a whole lot. I mean, your greatest defeat is going to be the closest one to you, similar to that. That's going to be your greatest defeat. You got to overcome the closest one to you to make this happen. See? So when Ella read 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, therefore will I divide him. I and him, that's true. I and him, the Father and the Son, a portion with the great. The Father's great. And then the Son is going to give a portion of the poor to the strong. And we just find what the strong is. He's the one that understands his word and fed on his word. That's going to be the strong. That's the one that understands about to get to where you got to get to, you got to keep laws, statutes, and commandments. If you ain't got nothing coming, if you ain't keeping laws, statutes, and commandments. Yeah? Romans 2.13, what does Romans 2.13 say?
Book of Romans chapter 2, verse number 13 reads, Book of Romans chapter 2, 13, Book of Romans chapter 2, verse 13 reads, For not the hearers of the law are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the law shall be justified.
It's not how much water you get off into. If you ain't keeping that, you can be in that water until the water start turning color. But if you ain't keeping law, statutes, and commandments, and you getting baptized on a Sunday, you know that's the wrong day anyway. That's the wrong day. See, you doing everything wrong. How you gonna get it right out of it? So those that ever been baptized on the wrong day, got to understand that Yahweh just got wet. That's it. All that happened to you, you just don't got wet. And that man don't got his pockets wet of your money. So pay him tithe, free will off, and donation, and purgatory to my your parents halfway to heaven, and your loved ones halfway to heaven. Now you hit that box, they get the other way. Listen. That ain't nothing but, that was a Pope Gregory plot in the 13th century. Be clear with that. That's it. That's what he came up with. See, look.
See, this man, this folk was a landless spending money. He spent so much money that he had messed around and bankrupt the Roman Catholic Church. He said, God, dog, he told him, Cardinal, God, dog, I'm spending all this money. What can I do? Give me something to work with. He said, you got to come up with something to make these sins of money. And they came up with what's called purgatory. So what that means? He said, why don't you tell the people that when they die, they're between heaven and earth. And the only way you're going to get out from between heaven and earth, you have to pay some money. And then you're going to catch them with their emotions. And, oh, I want to see my parents halfway and halfway here and halfway there. Well, you hit that box. They're going to give all they got. All the big dignitaries, all the stars, entertainers, you know, they can buy condolences. They can buy they can how much I give you? Give me $1 million. Okay, good. Now I'm gonna be in the kingdom. Yeah. Yep. That was going on. And everybody's paying their way. And guess what? We can go further with that lesson and show you in the book of Zechariah. They're going to find out that their own parents are going to wake their own parents up in time to come that done right and stick their song in the back of line. That's preaching for line. See, we can go on and on with this thing because never forget in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, never forget this. If you don't learn nothing out of this lesson, never forget what's written in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 67. Hey, yo! What's written there?
The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 6, and verse number 7 reads, book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 6 reads, 1 Corinthians 11, verse number 6, but if the woman be not covered, let her also be shown. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shown, or shaven, let her be covered.
Hold on, Elder. Make that Galatians. Thank you again, Elder. You working the old field pretty good now. Make that Galatians. Chapter 11, verse 6. I'm looking for the kind of mannerism where Paul were. You know, I'm getting my blue light together, Elder. I'm getting right back now because I'm getting ready to get off with some good stuff. In a minute, we off. So in Galatians, make that Galatians, oh, yeah. What is it in 11, verse 6 and 7?
2 Corinthians.
Yeah, I'm looking for when he say what kind of a mannerism he is. He says, but though I won't tell too much of it. I won't just walk into that. He says, though I be something, I know. I don't want to put a table on it, but he said, although I be rude,
the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6 and verse 7 reads, book of 2 Corinthians 11, verse number 5, I suppose I was not a wit behind the very chiefest apostle, verse number 6. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things.
So 2 Corinthians 11, verse 5 and 6. I I've been accused, even the elder have been accused of being rude in speech, but not according to knowledge. We might not quote the King of English writing. We might make some statements that, you know, but it comes down to knowledge. We will furnish in this knowledge. Although we might be a little abrasive and might be rude and speech. That's what Paul was saying. He said, get past of me being rude and speech. He said, get past that part. Verse 7.
Verse Corinthians 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that you might be exalted, because I have taught to you the covenant of Yahweh freely.
ain't that tough. You see, so, you know, we get a lot of messes. You know, can you, don't get so happy when you deliver us up. Well, see, I might be rude where I say some things, you know, and, you know, but understand how I really feel is in 118, the book of Ecclesiastes, out of regular book. This how the seer really feels, you know. That's how, you don't know how the seer feels? Okay, in 118 of Ecclesiastes. How did the seer really feel there, yo? 118.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse number 18. For with much wisdom is much grief. He that increases knowledge increases sorrow.
You see that? You know, because I see so many good people. You know, good, you know, and I mean, good-minded people. But they're going to bust the electrifier wide open. You know, that's what grieves me, understand something. This man is making a statement. A foul statement. If you don't keep my laws, statutes, and commandments the way I tell you to do it, I'm going to send for them angels and they're going to do you some damage. What do you mean, validate things? What is it? What do you mean, what is it? Give me Matthew 13 there. So, see, the mean one that mean, you got the good people that mean right. They just been taught wrong. I mean, you've been taught wrong. And once you get past the braces of those fear, you know, and just look at what the Bible's saying, then make a commitment according to the Bible and make your judgment according to the Bible, you'll be all right. So in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, see, this is called the rapture. You are one taken and one left. See? Yeah, but see, you got to understand something. Where is one going to be taken to? And one's going to be left. See, you got, I mean, you believe you got a lot of time. He tell you about it right in, and 13, verse 41 down to verse 43. He tell you exactly. He said, yeah, one's going to be taken and one's going to be left. Yeah, that's true. But here's the point. The rapture is that the rapture of your mindset in Christianity, you're going to be taken. Well, up in the way. Yeah, you're going to be taken, but we're going to show you where you'll be taken to. In the 13th chapter, pick it up at verse number 40. It'll just make it sound good. 40, take it on verse 43. Let's find out where you'll be taken to. Come on, y'all.
The book of Matthew chapter 13, verse number 40 to 43 reads. Book of Matthew 13. Verse 40. And therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Verse 41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do sin. Verse 42. They shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Verse 43. Righteous shine forth as the sun of the kingdom of their Father, who have ears to hear. Let them hear.
See that? So they ain't going to go there. So then you're raptured. Yeah, you're raptured. You can be raptured. But you'll be taken. What do you mean taken? See, Christianity is a morphine drill. You know, before they get ready to start cutting on you, moving your legs and arms, and doing anything to you, they put that morphine drip on you. They look at put that morphine in it. They get that stuff all in his legs and back everywhere. Right. We just cut his back off and do everything. He ain't gonna feel nothing. That's what Christianity is, a morphine drip. It just has you just that numb. Everything you be saying, what? That's all it is a morphine drip. Christianity needs to be the first thing banned. It should be a law in the book saying, if you caught doing Christianity, you're not only getting life, we're going to beat your back doing life. I'm telling you, this is a morphine drug here. This this thing, you got everything wrong in Christianity. It's mom and Judaism. Precept 25:30 of Matthew.
25, verse number 30 reads, Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 30 reads, Matthew 25, verse number 30, and cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
You see that? Now, see,
I
got to make a little meal out of it, Big Diggin' Terry, because the unprofitable servant, you're going into the back. If you haven't, you got to do Bible, but you got to know how to understand the Bible through the precept. You got to know how to precept your Bible. If you are a prophet of service, you're going to the back. Now, watch this right here. Let me take it film down to verse 34. Watch this. Film down to 34. 31, 2, 3, 4. Listen to this. What does it say,
Because Matthew chapter 25, verse number 31 to 34 reads, Matthew chapter 25, verse number 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his greatness, and all the righteous angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his greatness. Verse 32. Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goat. Verse 33. He shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goat on the left. Verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Yeah. Come you, path of the kingdom from the foundation of the earth. The kingdom. Heaven. It's been ready for you, but your heaven, except for Deuteronomy 11:21. Do you know where your heaven is at? Do you know? The Bible tell you where your heaven is at. So when you talk about going to be raptured away somewhere, do you know your heaven is right there written in Deuteronomy 11:21? What is your heaven? Deuteronomy 11:21.
Look at Deuteronomy 11, verse 21 reads, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which I swear unto your fathers, to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth.
You see that? So, I see people, they fall out of these Christian churches at this moment, and really just not just falling out. They really is taking their pistols and pistol whooping a couple of old deacons, and they sitting lucky on a couple of them every 9 days. You got to do that. I mean, look how many of your loved ones has it been. They meant well, but they were taught wrong. That's all. They meant well, but they were taught wrong. You see? That's not good. It's like waking up to somebody after you got the picket fence and find out that you didn't do what the Bible tells you to do in Sirach 6, 6, and 7. See, if you done Sirach 6, 6, and 7, you know, the Bible tells you exactly what to do. You got to be in the right ministry to hear what the Bible tells you to do. Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, 6, and 7. What does it say to him?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6, and verse number 7 reads, Sirach 6, verse number 6. Be at peace with many. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of 1,000. Verse 7. If you wouldn't get a friend, prove him first, and be not hasty to credit any.
Mm-hmm. See, you have peace with many. You have peace with 1,000 people. But if you have one counselor, anytime you ask for one, you're going to mess up. See, when you're all over the place, you're going to mess up. 35 to 37,
Elder.
Get a precept on that. Verse 35 down to verse 37.
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 35 reads, Be willing to hear every equality discourse, and let not the parables understanding escape thee. Verse 36. If thou seest a man of understanding, get thee be chaste unto him. Let thy foot wear the steps of his door. Verse 37. Let your mind be upon the ordinance of Yahweh, and meditate continually in his commandments. He shall establish thy mind and give thee wisdom at thine own desire.
Mm-hmm. And reading, he tells you that precept to the 8th chapter, you know, of the book called Acts. And the man was, he was kind of lying something. But the Spirit of Yahweh told him to do something. And the Spirit of Yahweh, remember, the man of Yahweh don't know nothing. He got to be told what to do. And he was a man of Yahweh. An angel showed up on him in 8:29 and told him something. He whispered in his ear. He told him something. Let's read about what happened, what he told him. And let's watch the man that walked you on back your parents. You got your grandmama, your auntie. They want you. They want it. You think they want to be, they thought they're doing right by getting this preacher all their time. Free will off and don't make. They thought they were doing right. They would have done if they thought. They thought it was right. You remember what the big dignitary, he made a statement. Huh?
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you
mm-hmm.
in your pursuit of? For your first job, working as an intern with
yes.
Will Smith,
yes.
you say to them,
yeah.
look, I have to have the Sabbath
yes.
off,
yes.
which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
I
right.
stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job
yeah.
with Will Smith
yes.
and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
Okay. This is a billionaire. This is a billionaire that influenced many males and females on the way to go. Now imagine you father somebody don't even know what day the Sabbath day is. She said, I'm a billionaire. You know I'm a billionaire. Saw mother out and took a ticket. And I didn't know that I was going to worship on the wrong day. That means whatever I was doing there was wrong. If I was singing in the choir, that was wrong. If I was paying tithes, free will offering, donations, free will offering, putting our time in there, that was wrong. But I'm wrong. I mean, you had the shiniest car in the world and you're going out the wrong way of the street, you know you're going to cause a problem. But it's wrong. You think your parents, they really believe Sunday and Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah was the right way. They really believe that. That's why we come humble enough to tell you all that is wrong. And we come to praise you from that understanding by reading the Bible. See? And that's why we're going to break down all we can for you. That's why it's so important to support this ministry. Big piece of land, school, basketball, hall, radio station. Because you need to invite your parents before they get up out of here. You understand? Yeah, you'll be raptured away and taken. But if you ain't keeping your law, statutes, and commandments, you will be taken to the fire. And give me a 25:46 there, Elder. And get another witness on that fire you're going to. And Matthew 25:46. Listen to what he's saying. You know the one that made the man and the woman that made you and I? Do you believe what he's saying? See, listen to what he's saying over here in the 25th chapter, verse 46 of Matthew. St. John, what is he saying, Elder?
Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 46 reads, "These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life
eternal.
You're going away into empty. There you go. You alive. You raptured away into everlasting punishment. So there you go. You're raptured. You've been taken away. One left, one taken. You've been raptured away. But where you going? Into everlasting punishment. Oh, I'd be glad when the Lord comes rapturing me away. You're my grandma, auntie. You're going to everlasting punishment. The righteous into everlasting eternal life. And how do you be righteous? You precept your Bible. Deuteronomy 6:25. Elder will read it to you. Is you going to try to believe the Bible? This is how you be all. No. This is how you be righteous. Deuteronomy 6:25. What's
that? Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 25 reads, Deuteronomy 6, verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh as he has commanded us.
Mm-hmm. And see, another thing. See, when you're up in the Christianity, remove 14 books from your Bible. And then you ask your preacher, say, well, look, Mr. Preacher, is any more books to the Bible? Or whatever it is, it don't make no difference. Like the great big old Israelite chapter say, if it ain't in the 66, we don't need to know nothing about it. See, that's what he talk about. What's wrong, Mr. Big Israelite camp? He say, I'm the biggest Israelite camp it is, and if I can't find it in 66, then you don't need it. But then the original King James 1611 got all 80 books in it. Mr. Preacher, the same book you're looking at right now, the original King James Bible, that the 47 scholars went put together, it had 80 books in it. Why we only have 66 today? Then they'll tell you, then you ask another old preacher, between Matthew and that intermission page, that little piece of paper there, and Malachi, what was going on there? Oh, that's what our Lord God, Jesus Christ, wasn't talking. He wasn't talking for 400 years? No, he wasn't talking. Get on over there and pay your tithes and shit up. Yeah? Yeah, he was talking big time. It's just the Protestant church in the 1800s taking out 14 books. And now it's called, with a name they got on it called Apocrypha. They removed 14 books from your Bible because they didn't want you to read what we get ready to read. What we get ready to read, they didn't want you to have this information because they had something always going on and they had you to tear into it every January the 1st and the day of January the 1st. Everybody be trying to do this and with some black eyed peas and green, see? See? And once you knew about this ring, that what we're getting ready to read, second is not fear, it's going to tell you something from 7th chapter, verse 1. Well, my book don't have it. You know why your book don't have it? The Catholic Church is taking it out your book. The prophet is taking it. The prophet broke away. They got broke away from it, see? Snap these books out your Bible. Why? They try to hide this from you. They never want you to hear about 7 verse 1. Back in the book, Megasaka Maccabees, they never want you to know about back in Maccabees 7:1. It's something about 7:1, they saying, we just pray to our maker, Satan the devil. But they never read back to Maccabees, I just read a book. Sister B.S.J. Israel, grab that read a book and just open that book and look right down at verse 7:1. Look right at 7:1, but we go to 2 and rest of them. We're going to look at one verse, 7:1. And we're going to analyze 7:1. What it says? Back to Maccabees 7:1. What it say?
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 7:1 reads, it came to pass also that 7 brethren with their mother were taken and compelled by the king against the law to taste swine flesh and were tormented
with scourges and whips. Number two.
Now read 7-1 again. I want to really peep at this 7-1. What was going on in 7-1 again, Elvis?
The book of 2 Maccabees 7, verse 7-1 reads, it came to pass also that seven brethren with their mother were taken and compelled by the king against the law to taste swine's flesh and were tormented with scourges and whips.
Wait a minute. And it came to pass also, Evan's brother, with their mother, was taken and compelled by the king against the laws, statutes, and commandments. Against the laws, statutes, and commandments. What? What? To taste wine. Pig meat. The law is against eating pig meat. Pig meat. The law is against eating pig meat. Mr. Preacher, you got these people on the first day of January eating hog and black-eyed peas and shipping hog to everybody that's in your shipping hog heads and making hog heads south. That's against the law to eat pig meat. You see that? So they moved it out your Bible. Because it's against the law for the children of Israel to eat pig meat. Not even to taste it, not even to touch it. See, you both, once you find out you're a member of the 12 tribes of Israel, you ain't supposed to touch no pig meat. You see what I'm saying? The king, this is Esau, his five sons, translated the day as the white man and the white woman. It was in power. The king says, them seven, who was them seven? Who was them seven? I got my precept there. Let's see what them seven were. Let's go to 1 Maccabees 3:35 and 46. Who was these seven and his mother? Who was they? Let's see if we find out who was they. In Maccabees chapter 3, let's find who was this seven brothers and their mother. Who was they? 1 Maccabees 3:35, what do you say, y'all?
Look at 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse number 35 reads. Look at 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse number 35. 1 Maccabees 3, verse number 35 reads. To wit, and he should send an army against them to destroy and root out the strength of Israel and the remnant of Yahdah Judah and to take away their memorial from that place.
Mm-hmm. So we got Israel and Judah, Yahdah Judah. Who are these people in 46 years? Who are these Judah Israel? Who is Judah Israel? According to verse 46.
The book of 1 Maccabees 4, verse 46 reads, before the Israelites.
The book of 1 Maccabees 3, verse 46 reads,
wherefore the Israelites assembled themselves together.
So they were Israel, the Israelites. Man, there were no Jews and Hebrews. No. That was Israel, the Israelites. So them young men back there, them seven young men was Israel, the Israelites. Their mother was Israel, the Israelites. And what it say in verse number 60 there, you know, in that first Maccabees chapter 3, verse 60? So you see, when you're talking 12 tribes, you got to talk about Israel, the Israelites. You got to understand from that, if they put the word Judah, it's wrong. They put the word Hebrew there, it's wrong. Israel, the Israelites. Verse 60.
The
book of 1 Maccabees 3, verse 60 reads, nevertheless, as the will of Yahweh is in heaven, so let him do.
And Yahweh is in heaven. And he's looking down at them. Let's come back to 2 Maccabees 7. What does it say in verse number 25 through 27? Let's kind of cherry pick a little bit of this. 2 Maccabees 25 through 27. Listen to this right here.
Book of 2 Maccabees chapter 7. Verse number 25 to 27 reads. Book of 2 Maccabees 7, verse number 25 reads. But when the young men would in no wise, no case, hearken unto him, King called his mother, and they go to her that she would counsel the young man to save his life. Verse 26. And when he had exhorted her with many words, she promised him that she would comfort her son. Verse 27. But she turned herself toward him, laughing the cruel tyrant to scorn, speaking her country language of this matter. O my son, have pity upon me that bear thee 9 months in my womb, and gave thee suck 3 years, and nursed thee, and brought thee up unto this age, and endured the trouble of education.
Verse 28. The trouble of education. See, once you understand this thing, you know, you just can't hear this thing. He said, listen, I brought y'all up. You see the big thing in Terry told him? Look, go and tell, you know, you go grab the mama. Mama, I'm finished. Do your son some bad stuff. But look at old mama. See, this is the mama of the Bible. This is the mama out of the Bible. Look here. I got 7 sons. I know. But listen to the conversation by her understanding, because she remember, she was trained by a husband that died in the war trying to get you on your feet. So she understood that she was trained by him, and then she taught them to get the 7 boys. So there's some big stuff going on. Let me read a little bit more about this big stuff. Listen to these conversations going on now. Let's keep reading a little bit more now. I'm kind of got happy about you. So you see, he said, this is the troubles of education. See, this is the trouble of educating you Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Because y'all believe the things that the Bible can't support. Then you get very angry when we show you that it's not there. You know, what rapture? You don't want to be raptured away. You want to make sure you hear. Because when last night left, you know, he didn't have a book last night, but I know he got it patented now. Over in Nicodemus, that chapter, you know, whatever, 14, 1 through 9, we might read, might not. Yahweh coming down here. He gonna get the big dignitaries up, and they gonna lead you back where you came from. You're not going up the way. That's Christianity. That's a morphine drip. You don't even put that morphine in you, get you all anesthesia up. Then they can take your leg off and say, oh, this leg, we cut the wrong leg. They don't know. They landed with that morphine dripping them. Hot dog. We cut the wrong leg. Hey, they ain't going to feel it yet until we get them out from this morphine. Get them up on that morphine. See, you stick their leg back on them. Throw that thing back up and cut the other one off. You see? That's what Christianity. Christianity is this is a drug. I mean, that's bad business, Christianity. Islam and Judaism. Read more about this woman. Now, this woman had, he said, he told her, King told her, listen woman, I'm going to beat your sons back, I'm going to cut their tongues out, I'm going to whoop their back real good. Now, go talk to mama, talk to them, and tell them go and eat a little hog over there, and chase them at all. Listen, no, we're not eating no hog. Hog is against the law. We know about Leviticus chapter 11. Us children of Israel are not supposed to even touch hog. Not smell no hog, not even touch no hog. We ain't going to read it in the 11th chapter. You can read on your own. First of the year, they
send you 3-4 hogs and tell you, make some hog head south with it. Some pig ears, pig feet, pig tail, eating and eat them chillings. As a matter of fact, they got so bored with them chillings things, they had women to clean the chillings, they call them clean, and said, we got some clean chillings over here. How was they called? $100. And you about to clean chillings. You can't make no chillings clean. You can't make no hog clean. Do you know Issachar boy talked about that? Huh? In the 14th chapter, Elder. Didn't Issachar boy tell you can't do that? And verse number 4. Then Issachar boy, the one you call today Mexican. The one you call Mexican today, they really Issachar. Then it, I'm a Mexican. Listen, you've been taught wrong too. Your birth certificate in Exodus chapter 1. Ain't no such thing, no Mexican. That's a same name they put on the African-American Negro, the tribe of Judah. These names will keep you away from the known truth. All you care, these pagan names on you. Now, when you read the book of Issachar's boy, Job, he made it plain and verse. I mean, Issachar's boy, the one you call Mexican today. What do we say in 14 verse 4? What
do you say, Elder? The book of Job, chapter 14, verse number 4 reads, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one.
Your pastor can't make no chillings clean. Your pastor can't make no ham clean. Not one. 34 verse 4 throughout. Your preacher can't pray on no hog and eat it. Preacher will be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire, and you keep following that preacher, you're going to be thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. You can't pray on no hog either. The hog is unclean. The children of the book didn't eat no hog. He told you what 3 meats for you supposed to eat. What you mean? A lot of they think, what are 3 meats that we supposed to eat? Go to 20 of them. Before you go to 34, folks, let's show you the meat that 3 meats that Yahweh required the children of Israel. In the 17th chapter of Leviticus, verse 2, just read me the 3 meats that Yahweh said for the children of Israel. Look at verse 2 real carefully and just name the 3 meats that Yahweh required for the children of Israel to eat. What 3 meats is that, Elder? And Leviticus 17, verse 2.
Book of Leviticus 17, verse number two. Speak unto Aaron and unto his son and unto all the congregation of Israel, and say, this is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, verse number 3, what mansoever there be of the family of Israel, an ox or a lamb or a goat.
So, hell. What 3 meats do the children of Israel supposed to eat, according to Yahweh telling Moses, telling Aaron? They killed the meat because it wasn't no jewels back in the day. So they killed the meat. What 3 meats was that, Elder, that the children of Israel called out in grand style for the national to understand? Here's on your 3 meats that you're supposed to eat, children of Israel. What do you say, Elder?
The book of Leviticus 17, verse 3. For mansoever there be of the family of Israel, they killeth an ox, or lamb, or a goat.
Ox, lamb, or goat. That's the 3 meats Yahweh requires on you to eat. And then he tell you in 8:31 what you do with this ox, lamb, and goat before you start eating. He tell you plainly what he wants you to do. Give me 3:17 to get warmed up. Leviticus 3:17, just get warm up, Elder. He's going to tell you exactly in 8:31, when you go and you bring the meat home, all the meat you're supposed to bring home is ox, lamb, or goat. Any other meat besides that meat is not required of Yahweh.
That's why you got some problems in your body. That's why Doc Cook has got a bullhorn of conversation going all around the place.
baptized in the understanding that, listen, the reason why we sick today, you know, and Doc Cook got his hand, off deep in our purse, because we think we supposed to eat hogs. We think we're supposed to be eating that cow, that chicken, and that hog. These things going to keep your body out of order. Three meats you're supposed to eat. But he tried to tell you, now, about these three meats in 317, what is the hell? What is that in 317 about these three meats?
Because Leviticus 3, verse number 17 reads, it shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood.
You trim the fat off the meat, or the three meats. And you get the blood out of the three meats. So when you know when you go to the restaurant, they is not going to do any one of them things. They're going to give you what you got on the menu. That we got some great lamb chops. Huh? Okay, I take the lamb chop. But did you do the 831, they gonna say, but do I allow the Israelite to you? They gonna say to you, do I allow the Israelite to you? 831.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 8, verse 31 reads, and Moses said unto Aaron and his sons, bore the flesh at the door of the tabernacle.
Hey.
Of the congregation, and there eat it with the bread that is in the basket of consecration, as I commanded, saying, Aaron and his son shall eat it.
He said, eat it. But first thing you do is boil it. Boil it. Get the garbage about your meat first. He said, listen, Yahweh told Moses, tell him, yeah, that lamb, that goat, and that ox, yeah, okay. But first thing you do in the 24th chapter of Ezekiel, he said you got to boil it. Well, what you mean? Latter-day Saints. Yeah, boil it. How? Clean out. Go to the 24th chapter of Ezekiel. How? Well, the Bible tell you how. And all we do is come in by the 24th chapter of the book of tell you how to the Bible tell you everything you need to know. And guess what? I watch these big things during the Bible too. I watch y'all from the Bible. I don't watch the program, I watch you from the Bible. See? I watch you from the Bible. I know what you want. And the 24th chapter, you know, on a book called Ezekiel. We're gonna talk about this thing here. And that's why I'm going to put it in verse number 4 out of verse 6. Tell you exactly what to do. Now, you know, I'm telling you now, you know your three meats you're supposed to eat. You got the three meats, right? You know it. He said, now, don't eat the fat, don't eat the blood out of it. You got to boil it. Now, a lot of day saints out of Utah committed will know one thing about the boiling. How long? Okay, we're going to sign on in about. We're going to Ezekiel 24. And we'll pick around about verse number 4 down to verse 6. Let's see how long we ought to come on.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 24, verse number 4 through 6 reads, Ezekiel 24, verse number 4. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder. Fill it with the choicest bones. Verse number 5. Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it and make it boil well and let them see the bones of it therein. Verse number 6. Before the same Yahweh or to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein and whose scum is not gone out of it, bring it out piece by piece, let no light fall upon it.
He said, now, He said, you got to boil it well. You got to boil it so well where you take an old fork and just stick it in there and go around to that bone. It just a ball into that bone. You got to boil all that garbage out there. You got to get all that scum out of there. You see, you know when you wash that pot, right? You see all that scum down in the bottom? Listen, if you don't get the scum out of the meat, you see what's in the pot? You see all that scum, all that bubble of stuff in there? All that bloody and bubble of stuff there and that fat? It's what it be in. It be inside of you. And you wonder why Doc Cook got him in on you. Huh? You know what? You wonder why Doc Cook got all the money and got your money and they got all kind of benefits now? So, and they can tell you how long you can live. They can tell you how long you
eating what we can write for you to eat.
No, they can tell you how long you gonna live. Because of what you eat. They know you continue eating all this macaroni and spaghetti and rice and beans and chicken. They know you ain't, you wasn't given us to eat this kind of stuff. You wanna eat rice and beans? That's got starch in it. You wanna do rice, beans, and chicken. Huh? Then get you porterhouse steak. You don't eat that. You don't eat no hog. You see what's going on over here in the Book of Maccabees? Now let's get back to the mother. Now let's come back for the national understanding. All this is about what the big dignitary wants them to do in 7 verse 1 of Ezekiel. Now listen. Now we're going to look at 7 verse 1. We're going to analyze 7 1 real good. Now this beat down is put on these 7 sons and put on the mother, it all became to a 7 verse 1. Hell, put on that Academy Award voice and put a little raspiness in it and bring out the 7-1. So let me be clear. All this about is 7-1. We're saying 7-1 again, Hell.
Look at 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse number 1 reads, 2 Maccabees 7, verse number 1. Came to pass also, the 7 brethren with their mother were taken and compelled by the king against the law to take swine flesh and were tormented with scourges and whips.
You see that? Now you volunteer to be eaten all now. Did you know your forefathers and mothers, they're going to die to eat some hogs. Now look at you now. You eat more hogs, you can shake a stick. And you can tell it on the preacher. Put his better half naked children and better stick off a black hand out there too and pray over it. Both of them praying over to me. Both of them praying over that hog. Hog head. You see that? Your forefathers and mother said, no. No. Come on back to 7 and pick it up at verse number 7 of them. I'm going to look at 7 down to verse 8. No, 7 down to verse 19. I got to look at it. Yeah, Phil, you might want to lay it on in there, Phil. What can we put on it? Come on back and read 7 down to verse 19. What's that, 7 and 19 of them?
The book of 2 Maccabees 7. Verse number 19.
Well, pick it up 7. Take a 7 down to verse 19. We might make a little meal out of this. See, we understand something. Listen, we're not anti-anybody. We're not affiliated with anybody. We is pro-12 tribes of Israel. We're trying to get you back on your feet. I want my blessing. See, Yahweh always starts at the top. He has knocked down the top, according to 1 Peter 4, 17 through 19. You know? But I ain't come to tell you about my stuff. Forget about my service. My service is put you on the table. You understand one thing? You got to make a Bible decision. Stop making a decision because somebody told you something. And understand one thing. If you ain't precepting this Bible and keeping law, statutes, and commandments, it'll get away from you anyway. It'll get away from you. Listen to what's going on here. Now, all it's about is the king and his big dignitaries want the 7 sons and the mother to smell some hog, some pig. Smell that pig. You ain't got to eat, just smell it. said, I ain't gonna get on these mail no hogs. Oh, you don't, huh? Then why can get to working on them? Get to working on them. 7 down to verse 19. Come on.
Look at 2 Maccabees 7. Verse number 7 through 19 reads. 2 Maccabees 7. Verse number 7 reads. But when the first was dead, after this manner, they brought the second to make him a marking stock. And when they had pulled off the skin of his head with the hair, they asked him, will thou eat? For thou be punished throughout every member of thy body. Verse number 8. But he answered in his own language and said, no. Wherefore he also received the next torment in order as the former did. Verse number 9. And when he was at the last gasp, he said, thou like fury taketh us out of this present life. But the king of the world shall raise us up, who have died for the law, unto everlasting life.
Maccabees 7:10.
Then was the third made a mocking stop, and when he was required, he put out his tongue, and right soon, holding forth his hand manfully. Verse number 11. It said, courageously, these I have from heaven, and for his law I despise them, and from him I hope to receive them again. Verse number 12. Insomuch as the king and they that were with him marveled at the young man's courage, for that he nothing regarded pains. Verse 13. For the man was dead, tormented and mangled the fourth in like manner. Verse 14. So when he was ready to die, he said thus, it's good being put to death by man, to look for hope from Yahweh, to be raised up again by him. As for thee, thou shalt have no resurrection of life. Verse 15. Afterwards they brought the fifth also, and mangled him. Verse 16. Then looked he unto the king and said, thou hast power over men. Thou art corruptible. Thou dost what thou wilt. Yet think not that our nation is forsaken of Yahweh. Verse 17. But abide a while, and behold his great power, how he will torment thee and your seed. Verse number 18. At them also they brought the sixth, being ready to die. Be not deceived without cause. We suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our Yahweh, that for marvelous things are done unto us. Verse number 19. But think not thou that thou takest in hand to strive against Yahweh, that thou shalt escape unpunished.
Ain't that something? Did you hear that? Did you hear what I'm saying? Did you hear this young man's saying? And remember, the mother right there looking at this thing. She's looking at this thing over there. You know, as his mother, they tell you, you know, I better take your babies and take them away. You're crying. What you want me to do? I want you to do some lying on somebody. Who are you going to be lying on? Take my babies. See how bad shape we're in right now? Now all we got to do now is threaten to take your babies out of the house unless you lie on somebody from it. And we'll give you a couple of dollars, and they thought, well, give give me what you want me to lie on, what you want me to wrap up. I want you to say this guy's a car thief and he's a check writer. He's doing everything. He's stealing cars and writing bad checks and say he's doing it. Yeah, I said it. If you don't take my back, you see that? You see what I'm fair from? Give me a precept on that. Give me a precept on that in 3:4-5 of Revelation. See, you know. And 3:4-5 of Revelation. All we got to do now is threaten to just take one of your babies from you, and you will, and then they'll say, well, we ain't got to do nothing. It's just lie on somebody. What you mean about? Say he's a terrorist. Say he's a bad man. If he gets any kind of money, he's going to give to terrorists. Yeah, I said, if you're taking something from me, then money in that suitcase, now, open that thing up and watch you start speaking in tongues. Open that suitcase up with that money in there, and then start speaking in tongues. He'll say, what do you want me to lie at? What you want me to say? Yeah, we in bad shape as a people. You know, but Yahweh see you. He see you. Matthew, get a principle there. Let me, throughout. 23:19. Can I get a precept on that? Yeah. All right, 23. See, what you understand something? All your wickedness you're doing, you're going to lose. All the stuff you do, that line like a rug, you're going to lose. How I know you're going to lose? Because of 23:19 for the book of Sirach. What say the hell?
The book of Sirach 3. 23, verse number 19 reads, such a man only fears the eyes of men, and know that the eyes of Yahweh are 10,000 times brighter than the sun, beholding all the ways of men, and considering the most secret parts.
Yahweh is watching all your wickedness, all you wickedness that come up with all these plots. But it's going to lose because the power of Yahweh is going to take you down. All that wickedness, killing cars, killing motorbikes, writing bad checks, going to big exotic motels and all that stuff. All that wickedness is going to come back on your own head. Get out here. He said, one thing about it, big chicken terrorist, it's got to up today. But Yahweh said, you will not be in the resurrection. So you see that? You told me that. You ain't going to be in it. You're going to the fire. And I'm going to the kingdom. I'm going to be in Abraham's bosom. And you're going to be in the fire. That was going on right here. Go back here to the seventh chapter. You know, I need a little bit more. That's just, all kind of got to happen. Let's think of verse 20. Because remember one thing. His mother wasn't a sellout. These mothers today, all you got to do is try to take their cousin somewhere. And then I take your cousin away from your third cousin away from you. I don't even know them. But don't take them. Well, then do some lying for me then.
What's wrong with
me? Whatever. Let's just say again now. So where's our way out? Revelation chapter, what I want, 3:4 or 4:5. What I mean, Elvin.
Revelation chapter 3, verse number, Revelation 3, verse number 4 and 5.
Yeah, I want, what we got to do. Yeah, I need to follow what we got to do now. Yeah, go ahead.
The book of Revelation 3, verse number 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come unto thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee.
I need a little bit more. I need remember where thou hast fallen from. Where am I? I need a little bit more of that. I need a little bit. You got to remember something. We got to remember. See, what we think. We don't see, the preacher tell you that all this is done away with. But
when you read Romans 15, verse 4, and 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, it's all this for your learning and for your admonition. See, all this is what you're supposed to have in your head when they come at you with that wickedness stuff. You're supposed to have this kind of scandal of the Bible. But if you don't have this information, you're going to get sucked in every time. And then they're going to use the same little piece of paper on you in every generation. They're going to say they're you, and you African-American, Negro, and Mexican. That's what you is, yeah? And you will fall for it. And you're going to spend your money going watching Mary cry blood out of her eyes, or statue cry out of her eyes, and Mary is a black, and a woolly-haired woman married to a black, good, woolly-haired man. You see, you know, and you'll spend all your money for that kind of stuff. See? We'll be all over the place. So what you got, Elder? Give me some of our only way out. I mean, I can get it from 319 of Acts, but I want to get some end-time prophecy. Our only way out, Elder, is reading over in Revelation, our only way out. You see, this is this place. He said, in the second chapter, you know, thank you. Let's pick up at verse number 4 and 5. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. What's that?
The book of Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, verse number 5 reads, Revelation 2, verse number 4, nevertheless, I have what against you, because you have left your first love. Verse number 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, whereas I will come unto thee quickly, and remove your candlestick out of its place, except you repent.
You see that? And see, and why the young man is telling Esau in his five sons, well, we see they can't repent. See,
this is the thing. You know the reason why the young man said what he said? Because he knew he saw his five sons that came to pen. But see, why not in the Roman Catholic Church? Why not see? Because of Ephesians Acts 1:15 and 7:13 with the precept. Because you got to understand something. His Bible is telling the story. It's just we believe on. Ephesians Acts chapter 1:15 and go to 7:13. It tells you why. What's
that? Look at Ecclesiastics, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads. Look at Ecclesiastics, chapter 1, verse number 15. Ecclesiastics, chapter 1, verse number 15 reads. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered.
7:13.
Book of Ecclesiastes 7, verse 13. Consider the work of Yahweh, who can make that straight, which he had made crooked.
Oh, then you got something there. Well, this one right here, I can straighten this one out. How you going to straighten something out that what Yahweh made crooked? How you going to straighten out something that Yahweh made crooked? How you going to? That's why you're always in trouble, and you want to figure out what will happen because you've been in the wrong ministry. If Yahweh made a people crooked, how you going to make them straight? Huh? And then when Paul came in a flesh, he pulled that verse. Paul pulled that verse in 9, verse 7 to 13, and 21 and 22. Paul pulled it. See, Paul pulled it. He went back and pulled what Paul just got to read, you what me just got to read, Paul pulled that verse. But what Paul did, put names to it. See? Once you put names to it, it's, yeah, that sounds good, but put a name to it. Okay, Paul will put a name to it. So go on to the 9th chapter of Romans. Look at 7 down to verse 13 and 21, 22. That's what the Bible says. Why don't you believe the Bible? Huh? Stop doing the 724 of St. John, making a calling according to appearance. Why don't you
look at this Bible and see do they speak line up with this Bible. Yeah. Now, what Yahweh made crooked, it cannot be made straight. Now you need to put a face to it, and that's where the detective agency will come in biblically and put a face on who he's talking. We got a little face? Okay, we'll give you a face. 9, verse 7 out of verse 13, 21, 22 of Romans. Hell, put a face on it. Come on.
The book of Romans chapter 9, verse number 7 through 13, verse 21 and verse 22 read. Book of Romans chapter 9, verse number 7. It is because they are the seed of Abraham, and they are children. But in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse number 8. That is they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of Yahweh, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Verse number 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse number 10. Not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Verse number 11. For the church is not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahweh according to election might stand, not of works, but of him they call it. Verse 12, who was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 13, as it is written, Israel, the Israelites, have I loved, but Esau, the five sons of Esau, have I hated. Verse 21.
Verse 18.
Verse number
8. Make a meal out of it. Pick up at verse 18 down to verse 22. Hey, listen. The kids didn't have nothing to do with it. This is the purpose of Yahweh. So what is the purpose of Yahweh? All you supposed to say is 1:18:23. This is all you supposed to. Once you find out that this is the purpose of the Almighty, this is what he set up. Somebody has to be the good guy. Somebody has to be the bad guy. Huh? He cleared this. He rolled this up and gave this up. And all you're supposed to say behind what you're hearing out of Tate 19 is 1:18:23, a song. What are you supposed to say?
1:18, verse number 23 reads, Psalm 1:18, verse number 23. This is just what I'm doing. It is marvelous. In our eyes.
You see that? This is Yahweh doing. All you folks say, this is Yahweh doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. We can't overturn what Yahweh got on the table. See that? Come on, give me a little bit more here. 18 on verse 22. Now listen, watch this. 18:22.
Book of Romans 9, verse number 18 reads, therefore have he mercy on whom he will have mercy. And whom he will, he heard me. Verse 19. Thou wilt say then unto me, when the lead found fault, who have resisted his will. Verse 20. Nay, but O man, who are you that replies against Yahweh? Shall the thing fall say to him that formed it? Why hast thou made me thus? Verse 21. Has not the power over the clay of the same month? To make one vessel unto honor, and another unto dishonor. Verse 22. What if Yahweh is willing to show his wrath, and to make his power known? Do it with much long suffering, the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction.
Should I comment on that? He made two vessels, one for honor, and one for dishonor. He said, the vessel dishonored, it was tailor-made for destruction. It was tailor-made for destruction. So when we read over our 1:1 and 18, you know, he both say, this is Yahweh doing. It is marvelous in our sight. See, you understand something. We come to show you what the Bible says. It's up to you. So when you go to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1 and 18, then you both just grab back and drink some herbal tea. You understand what's going on. Then you understand what you got to do. You come back and come back to that second Maccabees, read about his mother again. Before time run out. Time get away. Time get away. Obadiah 1, 1 and 18 would say,
Book of Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. Verse number 18 reads, Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah, the fear of Yahweh, concerning Esau. You have heard a rumor from Yahweh. And an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise you, and let us rise up against her and die. Verse 18, the family of Israel shall be a fire. Family of Joseph, a flame. The family of Esau, for stubble. They shall kindle in them and devour them. There shall not be any remaining of the family of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it.
You hear the man said? So that's why the young man made that statement. See, remember. They understood prophecy. They understood Obadiah was before them, so they read Obadiah. They know that's why he told him, "We know you beat my back real good. You cut my tongue out real good. But we know one thing: you won't be in the resurrection. Why? Because you read the book of Obadiah. See, that's one of the greatest mysteries of teaching. He read the book of Maccabees, the book of the seven boys, read the book of Obadiah. He knew that you was, Peter and Paul came back and let you know you was made to be the star. Tor.
Come on back here. Get back to this woman again. Time wore out.
You know, Dad, you know, this is a, these 3 hour broadcasts are here. You know, they say you can't keep old Israelite when you go out American Negro attention 5 minutes because he ain't been hearing nothing but Christianity and Judaism, that's why he be asleep. But they be still trying to pack into this broadcast on the international side. Tell them, let's come back to 7th chapter again. I'll read a little bit more now. What he said, what he says to them, and he says something to them in verse number 16. Read 16 again. Let's see what he said to them. They beat his back, cut him on the tongue, kicked him in the ribs. Verse 16 again. 7:16 again.
The book of 2 Maccabees 7, verse 16 reads, Then look ye unto the king and said, Thou hast power over men. Thou art corruptible. Thou does what thou wilt. You think not that our nation is forsaken of our Yahweh.
Go ahead, read. I'm going to be quiet. Take it all the way in here. Don't take it all the way in. All the way down to part two. I'm just going to let it play out. And properly, those who get it. Now, tomorrow, back on that way, again, tomorrow, 6 o'clock. And we're going to get back on the baptism and everything else. But you got to understand these things. People that were fit to be destroyed. And you read in Take 19. Come on, y'all. Fill down to it. Go ahead.
Verse number 17 reads, But abide a while, and behold this great power, how he will torment thee and your seed. Verse 17, After him also they brought the sick, who being ready to die, said, Be not deceived without cause, for we suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our Yahweh. Therefore marvelous things are done to us. Verse number 19, But thou that taketh in hand to strive against Yahweh, and thou shalt escape unpunished. Verse number 20, But the mother was marvelous above all, and worthy of honorable memory. But when she was our 7 sons slain within the space of one day, she buried with a good courage because of the hope that she had in Yahweh. Verse number 21. Yea, she exhorted every one of them in her own language,
filled with courageous spirit and stirring up her womanly thought with the manly stomach, she said unto them, 22, I cannot tell how you came into my womb, for I neither gave you breath nor life. Neither was it I that formed the members of every one of you. Verse 23, but thou is the creator of the world, who formed the generation of men, and found out to the beginning of all things, but also of his own mercy give you breath and life again, as you not regard not your own selves for his love's sake. Verse 24, the Antiochus, thinking himself despised and suspected it to be a reproachful speech, while the youngest was yet alive, did not only exhort him by words, but also assured him that he would make him both a rich and a happy man, if he would turn from the law of his fathers, and also he would take him for his friend and trust him with affairs. Verse 25, when the young man would in no case hearken unto him, the king called his mother and exhorted her that she would counsel the young man to save his life. Verse 26, and when he had exhorted her with many words, she promised him that she would counsel her. Verse 17, but she bowing herself toward him laughing, the cruel tyrant to scorn, spake in her own, in her country language, on the manner, O my son, have pity upon me that bare thee 9 months in my womb, and gave thee suck 3 years, and nursed thee, and brought thee up unto this age, and endured the trouble of education. Verse 28, I beseech thee, my son, look upon the heavens and the earth, and all that is therein, and consider that Yahweh made them of things that were not, and so was mankind made likewise. Verse 29, fear not this tormentor, but being worthy of thy brethren, take thy death, and I may receive thee again in mercy with thy brethren. Verse 30, while she was just speaking these words, the young man said, Whom wait you? For I would not obey the king's commandment, but I will obey the commandments of the law that was given unto our father by Moses. Verse 31, and thou that hast been the author of all mischief against the Israelites, shalt thou escape the hands of Yahweh. Verse number 32, for we suffer because of our sins. Verse 33, and though the living Yahweh be angry with us a little while for our chastising and correction, it shall he be at one again with his servants. Verse 34, but thou, O Yahwehless man, all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertain hopes, lifting up thy hand against the servants of Yahweh. Verse 35, for thou hast not yet escaped the judgment of Almighty Yahweh, who sees all things. Verse 36, for our brethren, who now have suffered a short pain, are dead under Yahweh's covenant of everlasting life. But thou through the judgment of Yahweh shalt receive just punishment for thy pride. Verse 37, but I as my brethren offer up my body and life for the laws of our fathers, beseeching Yahweh that he will speedily be merciful unto our nation, and that thou by punishment and plagues mayest confess that he alone is Yahweh. Verse 38, that in me and my brethren, the wrath of the Almighty which is justly brought upon all our nations, may cease. Verse 39, then the king, being in a rage, handled him worse than all the rest, and took it grievously that he was mocked. Verse 40, so this man died undefiled, and put his whole trust in Yahweh. Verse 41, last of all, after the son, the mother died. Verse 42, let this be enough now to have spoken concerning the idolatrous feast and the extreme torture.
Excellent. Come say, Elder, what can we say? Page 19. Brother O'Steel, make sure this tape is somewhere on, we can get our hand on it. Excellent. Come say, Elder. That's all I can say. Total payment is on you. You've done your part in grand style. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. To the 12 tribes scattered to the four corners of the globe, Yahweh be with you and Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah.
Hey, listen, we're not anti-anybody. The full 12 tribes of Israel. If you can support anything, support this ministry. Land school, banquet hall, radio station, like yesterday. Get in where you fit in at, because everything you see is temporary. But what's going to stand is Yahweh's word. Baptism is all about one thing, the word. Going past the stars, moon, and sky, that's the teaching of Satan to death. We're going to show you the right way according to Scripture. But you got to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments yourself. You better get away from it. You got it? Good. So back on our ways again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Be prepared. Be ready. Because we don't know where we're going. It was take 19. Be prepared. We're going to tell you all about how to get to heaven, what it look like, about baptism. We're going to tell you everything. Are you about the feast come up Wednesday night? It's the feast come up Wednesday night. You didn't know anything about it? No, they'll both tell you about the feast. Wednesday night and Thursday night. It's called Purim. Mordecai and Esther stood in the gap for you to be able to understand the day what you're supposed to be doing. And you plan it rightly. If they were stood in the gap, we wouldn't be here now and tell you nothing. But they stood in the gap, and that feast will be honored by the children of Israel, the Israelites all over the world, because we don't even supposed to be here if Esther and Mordecai, the Benjamites, which you call they Jamaicans, when it stood in the gap. And you don't want to keep this feast day? And you want to talk about it? Eat them up and drag them up and talk about this feast day? See that? Because Christianity is going to have you always talking about Easter and Christmas and New Year and even Paul. It's up to you. So, they ever done the same grand style. Please teach you how to count one. He done his part. That's all it's about. Come to do our part. And we not anti anybody. And we not affiliated with nobody. But we about you, 12 tribes of Israel that's lost in the brain. Come in. From the elders, the mothers, the brothers, the sisters, the young lions teachers. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Shalom.